checking in with one of the KC's Next Music Showcase's top 10 finalists.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. It's the Night Jam, and we have one of the top 10 finalist artists that's going to be in KC's Music Showcase Volume 2. He's a reoccurring face because he was in Volume 1, but he's back again, and he's going to give it another shot. Kansas City, make some noise for JQ Guest.
Yeah. What's up, what's up?
What's happening, JQ, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I got my shades on today, so.
Right, you got shades on inside? You just that cool, huh, bro?
And I'm feeling real smooth today.
Hey, you should be, man. You're back in the KC Music Showcase after Volume 1. What made you want to come back and give another shot?
No quitting, man. Just been working on perseverance a little bit and everything going on in my life, so that was just a good way to start, just to not give up just because I lost the first one. There's second opportunity, might as well try that one too.
And how'd you feel about your first showcase?
I thought I did really good. I think the response from the crowd was way better than I expected, and they really opened me with open arms, so I appreciate Kansas City for showing that much love to me. It felt really good, and it gave me enough confidence to go out for it a second time.
All right, and for those who, you know, it's been a while since the last music showcase, we'll get a little more background on you. So JQ, where are you from, bro?
Topeka, Kansas, top city, 785, if you feel me. I know they listen back home, support me. Man, we not too far from here. 45 minutes away if you speeding like he does.
Wait, we will keep that on DL though, man. Don't mean criminalize yourselves on the radio. So how long you been rapping, JQ?
I've been rapping probably since I was like 7 years old, but I've been really taking it seriously. At age 12, I started recording and performing at around that age and started taking it seriously. And then, I don't know, just been sticking with it and kind of making a name for myself back home in my town just by being that little dude who spits bars. I'm pretty conscious with the lyrics, so they know me for really really spitting that real talk. So it's just something that I just love to do. It's something I'm real passionate about.
Man, you've been recording since you were 12?
12.
That's for real. Like I've been in the game for a minute. That's like Lil Wayne type stuff.
I pay my dues in these streets, man. I pay my dues.
So you kind of young. You 20 years old, correct?
Yeah.
So for a young guy, that's a pretty young age to be hip hop right now. Yeah. So who were your influences coming up?
Man, there were so many. Kanye, Wayne, Run DMC from back in the 80s.
Okay, we're taking it back.
Tupac, of course, but my favorite rapper of all time is Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, so you on that 444 type move right now?
Since it came out, that has been the only thing I've listened to.
Oh, man, so you are coming to conscious bars, huh?
Man, Jay, man, what can he not do?
Right.
You know, if you want to kind of like look at someone to be inspired by, he's the one to be inspired.
He's showing everybody the way.
Yeah, he's giving game to everybody.
So you
got to just listen.
You done doing the money phone?
No, I don't do the money phone. I ain't even got enough money to make the phone.
No way, we'll get there one day.
I hope so, dude. Hopefully, when I do get that, I still won't be doing
right.
Money
so phone. If you get the money, no money phone for you?
Man, I can't let people know what I'm doing. I gotta keep it on the D-low.
So JQ, man, you've been doing this since you were 12 years old. At what point in your career were you like, you know what, I can really do this?
To be honest with you, I just the first showcase was pretty like people outside of your friends or your support system or outside of your city like your music. You know, this is Kansas City. It's not that far, but it's kind of big to me coming from where we come from. So when you hear your name on the radio and get opportunities like this to be on the radio and perform in front of a showcase, in front of a lot of people that you admire, that should give you a little boost of confidence, make you take your dream to the next level. So I gotta thank you guys and Hot 103 Jams for giving me that opportunity to make me feel that way.
Hey man, we just trying to give everybody in the scene a chance. You know, this is your opportunity. So what are you gonna do that's differently in Showcase Volume 2 than you did in Volume 1?
I think the first time I could have had way more energy. I was playing it a little too smooth, probably because I was a bit nervous. But this time it's gotta be full energy. It's gotta be the crowd has to be engaged, and I want them to be interacting, and I just want way more confidence and more movement this time than I did the first time. I think that's what I lacked the first time. I think I came with the music, I came with the bars, and I came with the stage presence. I just was lacking energy, and I think once we do that this time, we should be alright.
So more energy, more crowd interaction in the second showcase.
For sure.
And that's
dope, 'cause
those are always the best shows when the artist is like vibing with the audience.
Yeah, you don't want the person standing in one place, and you don't want a boring show.
You
pay tickets to see a show, and that's what I think I should do a better job of bringing them a show.
So JQ, guess putting on a show at the showcase.
Yeah, y'all be ready, man. Show up this Sunday because I'm going to bring them vibes, man.
So, was Showcase Volume 1 your first live show?
No. I've performed a lot of places. We used to, but the biggest venue I used to do was at my high school at Topeka High. Shout out to all my Trojans back there. We used to have a thing called SRO. It was kind of like a talent show every year. And that's when I really started to build a name for myself because we had a lot of kids in our school. And then it was a whole weekend thing. So people all over the town could pay $5 to come see you perform. And I did did it every year, and there was a lot. It was packed house, and people would always show me so much love and support, and I kind of built my following, at least in my hometown, right then. That's when everything started changing.
That's good, because you know, you got to start local before you actually hit that national level. So once you get that local recognition, you take it to the next level.
All my local recognition started right there, because a lot of people knew I rap, but they never got to hear or see. And when they seen that I not only could I rap, I perform, and you know, it made people feel like, treat you like you were famous, even though they go to the same school as you. But they never seen nothing like that. Mm. So it was cool.
So outside the Music Showcase Volume 2, what's the next step for JQ?
I think that I just need, like we were talking about earlier, a little bit more self-confidence, and I think I can accomplish anything, whether that be in music, whether that be in anything in my life. I just think once I start to believe in myself a little bit more, there won't be anything that can interact or come in the way of me reaching my goals. That's the next level. Once we get that, ain't no telling where JQ.
Ain't no telling. And so what do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years, I'll be 30.
And that's still really young in hip. Today's hip hop.
That's still young.
You know, Future's like, what, 33, 34?
Oh, man, see, I feel
J.
like...
J. Cole's 30.
That's perfect. See, I hopefully in 10 years, I can be in the same type of lane as those guys you just named, being able to rap and make music, travel the world for a living and provide for my family. I got a 3-year-old daughter who deserves the world. So hopefully I can be able to be a great father for her, provide for my family and my friends, doing what I love to do, and hopefully be, I don't want to say rich, but I'll say wealthy.
Be
wealthy and financially stable, and just be able to enjoy life and be happy with where I'm at. That's what's important to me.
Financial freedom is my only hope, right?
Oh, being rich and dying broke. I couldn't say the first word.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got the gist. Yeah. Well, JQ, man, what can people in Kansas City and just people listening find your music at?
Man, you can look me up, man, on SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, JQ Guest. That's JQGUEST. And we got that mixtape on SoundCloud featuring Baby Winch on SoundCloud right now. Go check it out. I promise you, you'll love it.
You heard it here from the man first, JQ Guest. We'll be at the Music Showcase Volume 2. That's this Sunday, correct?
Yes, sir. This Sunday, we're going to be in the building.
And he's going to put on a show, man. So make sure you come through and support the homies.
All right, man.
Hey, JQ Guest, thanks for coming by, bro.
Yes, sir. Hope Street.